being average, to conquer limitations, and all that was good. All that's good for me. She said that if we said we would fail, or if we said that we would succeed, both of these things were true. Because what we believed would happen, and it would become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we believed we could do something, then we would. See, she'd been a racing driver. Well, she is a racing driver. She'd won a Formula One driving rally, beating all of these men. She told us all about how she conquered her fear, how she drove these cars with 350 horsepower, engines that were so powerful if you took your foot off the clutch at the wrong moment, the engine would literally just blow up. It sounded frightening just sitting in the car. And she was really quite interesting to listen to, and she said, go for it. See, if I'd been one of those kinds of Christians who believed that God spoke to us in those kinds of ways, I'd have said, God's telling me, get up there, stop messing about. I could have smelled the aviation fuel there and then. But she went on. She said, in the face of challenges, we had to use our adrenaline for the right purpose. She said, we have to choose fight, not flight. Now what was God telling me? If I'd been one of those Christians, I might have told Sam to call it all off. She continued with her talk, and I started to get psyched up again. She spoke, how about we have to visualize ourselves doing something, visualize ourselves achieving our goals, and then our goals will be that much closer. That sounded good. It was all going really, really well, and I was getting enthused again. And then she quoted from someone who had been her guru. He had told her, Penny, we're not called to live a long life. We're called to live a good one. I thought, I want a long life. I want a long life. And it got worse. She said, who told me this? It was Colin McRae. Colin McRae? Not the racing driver who was killed last week in a helicopter crash. This was, what was God telling me? I didn't know. Motivational speakers. Do we need them? Jesus, in some ways, this morning in our reading, could be described as a motivational speaker. He's telling his disciples all kinds of things are going to happen, bad things, nasty things, but this is what they have to do in the face of those things. Go through them. And you could say he was doing what Penny was doing yesterday, kind of, you know, psyching them up, helping them to be prepared for the challenges ahead and enabling them to achieve their goal. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you look at that passage from Luke 21, beginning at verse 5 today, it talks about all these things that are going to happen. Earthquakes, famines, pestilences. And people say, oh, Jesus is talking about now. I've seen all that. It's in the newspapers. But of course, actually, he isn't talking about those things at all. When you look at verse 5, if we're going to be faithful to the scriptures, we can see they were walking around the temple. And they were looking at all the wonderful stones of the temple. And Jesus says, the time will come when all these stones will be cast down. And the disciples said, when will this happen? When will all these stones be brought down? And Jesus says, I'll tell you when this will happen. You'll know the time is near when you see nation rising against nation, earthquakes, famines, blah, blah, blah. And it did happen. The things that Jesus speaks about in this passage have happened. The temple was destroyed. The Christians were literally delivered to synagogues, as it says, and put in prison. And if you read the Acts of the Apostles, you will see that everything that Jesus said here came true. It was fulfilled. So it's not talking about now. So should we just look at this and say, well, it's a historical thing. Jesus prepared his disciples for it, but it's all happened now, so it doesn't matter anymore. Well, no. Because we can learn from this. Because Jesus helped his disciples to understand what was going to happen and how they should face the difficulties that lay ahead. Now, every generation likes to think that, you know, times are worse now than they were the generation before that, and everything's getting really, really bad, so, you know, the apocalypse must be happening, Jesus is going to come back soon. It's not talking about that. That's nonsense, gibberish from people who don't know the Bibles. But we do all face catastrophes, calamities. There are many dreadful things happening in our world and in our lives every day. And Lorraine is raising money for little babies, for children who get cancer. Dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. How do parents face the loss of children? How do we face the loss of loved ones? How do we face terrible diseases? How do we face it when marriages break down and we lose our jobs? Jesus is giving us an indication here today of how we get through life and the difficulties that we all face. But he's not just being a motivational speaker and saying, focus on the end, you know, believe it and you can make it happen. There is something qualitatively different about the teaching of Jesus and the words that he gives us to help us face the future. Because he doesn't say, if you psych yourself up, you'll make it. He says, if you go with me, I will help you get through. That's the big difference. Jesus says, when you face those difficult times, you don't have to prepare yourself. I'll be there with you. When we face horrendous problems in our lives, we have a God who literally stands by us, who we can talk to. Say, Lord, I'm worried about this. And we believe that the substance of prayer is that it's not just us talking into the ether, but that God actually speaks to our hearts at times of need. So prayer is a way in which God sustains us. Jesus says that his Holy Spirit abides in us. We are not alone. Yes, there are terrible problems that we will face, just like those early Christians faced. Jesus reassures us that we can get through it, that we can ultimately be with him, and what we have to do is trust, because his promises are true, that he is with us through thick and thin to the very end. Amen.